you, we told you, at the end of 1985, homosexuality is just around the corner. We are looking at the prospect of bars for gays and gay tourists too, coming for a quick one or a thick one from you and you and you. So it's your duty to make a stand. It's your duty to get in behind. It's your duty to testify and make this appalling act end. So look to your neighbors, your righteous neighbors. They're fully erect and ready now to end this act. It'll be worse than nuclear destruction, where at least you know you're fried. But this is insidious, slow penetration that turns and roasts you on your side. And of course there'll be gay marriage, and of course there'll be gay adoptions. Gays living their lives openly in a naturally unnatural way. So it's your duty to make a stand. It's your duty to get in behind. It's your duty to testify and make this appalling act end. So look to your neighbors, your righteous neighbors. They're fully erect and ready now to end this act. After all the noise we've made, after all those lurid warnings, we're still standing strong, keeping God's golden line. And we're praying for a golden shower to wash this filth away. Praying for a golden shower, that's what we pray. It's the thin edge of the wedge. It's a crack in our morality. It's tickling our curiosity, and we must hammer it away. So it's time to tap that Adam. It's time to tap that Steve. Tap their heads one by one. That's what we carpenters can achieve. So it's your duty to make a stand. It's your duty to get in behind. It's your duty to testify and make this appalling act end. So look to your neighbors, your righteous neighbors. They're fully erect and ready now to end this act.